webpage at YourNAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Natakuma ibi komanjota sisila. Chila katapaka sisila. Masene drinkiene niziba. Super Shiroisi, kabibila. Amen, kuna Joyce. Super Shiro, nekunda Super Shiro. Give me Joyce, Super Shiro. Ya sisila. Amen, kuna Joyce. Super Shiro, nekunda Joyce. Super Shiro.
Introducing Juicy Super Chill flavored drink. Feel the chilling sensation.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to you. In foreign currency. Secure and no delays. It gives me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Resident Doctors Association of Zambia accuses SCC of lip service corruption fight. HRC calls for action over political violence during nomination process, and DR Congo cancels World Cup training camp over Ebola outbreak. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has criticized the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, accusing the institution of focusing on public relations rather than addressing alleged corruption within the country's health sector. Association President Paul Chiwe has expressed concern over comments made by outgoing Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe during a farewell media briefing on May 15, in which he appeared to suggest that public officials receiving tokens of appreciation after rendering services was acceptable. Dr. Chiwe has also described the remarks as dangerous and inconsistent with the ethical standards expected of public leaders. He, however, acknowledged that Dr. Katakwe had since apologized and withdrawn the comments, saying the matter was noted and has shifted the attention to what he termed the Anti-Corruption Commission's selective response to corruption issues. He said the SEC moved swiftly to condemn the minister's remarks publicly, citing provisions of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 and urging integrity among public officers. Dr. Chiwe argued that the commission had failed to show the same urgency regarding corruption allegations previously submitted by the association, stating that it had made several formal submissions to the commission detailing alleged systemic corruption in health worker recruitment processes, including claims of bribery and extortion. To date, we have received no meaningful feedback, no acknowledgement of investigation, and no public communication on the outcome of any of these submissions, said Dr. Chiwe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He has accused the SCC of remaining silent on substantive corruption allegations while quickly reacting to remarks made by a minister who was already leaving office. Dr. Chiwe further alleged that the commission was avoiding politically sensitive investigations involving individuals still in positions of power, opting instead for what it called the optics of accountability, and has since challenged the SEC to publicly disclose whether investigations were conducted into the submissions made by the association.
RRDZ wishes to place on public record its profound disappointment and outrage at the Anti-Corruption Commission's response to the episode. The SEC moved with extraordinary speed to issue public condemnation of Dr. Katako's remarks, quoting the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012, reciting definitions of gratification and urging public officers to uphold integrity. It was a polished performance. It was deeply, profoundly hypocritical. This is playing to a gallery. This is an institution performing the optics of accountability or refusing to do the actual work of accountability.
The Human Rights Commission has called on the Zambia Police Service, other relevant law enforcement agencies and prosecutorial authorities to act professionally and impartially to ensure accountability in all reported cases of political violence, harassment and physical attacks against independent parliamentary candidates during the filing of nominations in selected districts. Commission Chairperson Pamela Sambo has stressed that arresting suspects alone is not sufficient, but that those found guilty must be prosecuted in accordance with the law. Ms. Sambo said political competition must never be pursued through violence, coercion, or threats. A viral video showing former lawmaker Gary Nkombo being harassed and physically attacked is unfortunate, and similar incident reported in Chavuma and Choma districts, where independent candidates were allegedly obstructed from lodging their nomination papers, is disheartening, said Ms. Sambo in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She has expressed concern that acts of intra-party violence risks creating a climate of fear that discourages participation by vulnerable and marginalized groups, including women, persons with disabilities, and the youth. Ms. Sambo said that if violence and intimidation are allowed to take root in the electoral process, many capable citizens may be deterred from seeking public office or engaging meaningfully in democratic processes due to safety concerns.
Political competition must never be pursued through violence, coercion, or threats. There is an urgent need for the United Party for National Development, UPND leadership, to send a clear and unequivocal message that political violence has no place in a democratic society, and that such lawlessness will attract firm and impartial legal consequences regardless of the identity or political affiliation of the perpetrators.
Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, has described the late Archbishop Telesfor Mpundu, who died on May 17, 2026, as a passionate voice for justice and a defender of the dignity of all human beings. Archbishop Banda said that Archbishop Mpundu will be remembered as a compassionate servant who placed people first and service above status. Speaking when delivering a homily during Mass for Archbishop Mpundu at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus in Lusaka today, Archbishop Banda said the late Archbishop was a responsive leader who listened to the cries of the poor, the weak, and the voiceless. He spoke on the dangers of corruption in positions of authority, the need to desist from attitudes of dictatorship, said Archbishop Banda. Archbishop Banda further said Archbishop Mpundu demonstrated faithfulness to the gospel to the very end, adding that his ministry was grounded in purpose and service and was characterized by courage in defending the weak. He said the Catholic Church and the nation at large have lost a devoted shepherd whose leadership inspired many people across the country. The funeral service was attended by President Hakainde Hichilema, clergy, religious leaders, government officials, and hundreds of faithful who gathered to pay their last respects.
He was a passionate voice for justice and defender of the dignity of every human peace, especially the disenfranchised, the refugees, the incarcerated, and the outcasts of our society. Archbishop Mpundu spoke promising words on good governance, the dangers of corruption in positions of authority.
Concola Copa.